Tom Carkle in the WRJN News Center. Forecast for today calling for a decrease in clouds by this afternoon, and we'll have a high in the low 70s. Right now in Kenosha, the temperature 65. It's 68 in Burlington, 64 in Milwaukee, 65 at this hour in Racine. In western Racine County early this morning, fire destroyed a detached garage and a van park nearby. It was by a home in the 26700 block of Catherine Street. That's in the Wind Lake, Long Lake area. A Racine County Sheriff's deputy was the first on scene, said that both the building and the vehicle were burning quite intensely. Efforts were concentrated on protecting a neighboring home and a garage. Tishigan, Wind Lake, Raymond, just some of the fire agencies involved in that response. Cause of the fire itself, undetermined. Kenosha County Sheriff's Department arresting the alleged driver of a car that struck and killed a bicyclist before 10 o'clock Sunday night on Highway JF and then left the scene. 39-year-old Salem Lakes resident Ryan Peterson jailed Monday for hit-and-run causing death. His wife actually contacted the sheriff's office after reading the media release, including the location. Said it was the same area that her husband had indicated he had thought he had struck a deer the night before around the same time. 29-year-old Jackie Hutchison Jr. of Trevor, pedaling his bicycle heading north, struck from behind by the vehicle. The sheriff's department notes the speed limit in that area is 35. 3 years in prison, 3 years of extended supervision, then 4 years of probation. The sentence from Racine Circuit Court Judge Emily Miller for 20-year-old Benjamin Bell. He was convicted, referenced the December 14th reckless driving death of city DPW worker Mark Gates, a well-known pastor in the community. Bell driving a car heading west on Washington Avenue at high speeds, weaving in and out of traffic. He lost control of the vehicle. Court records say it then slammed into the back of the recycling truck that Gates was operating, pinning him up against it. Bell pleading guilty back in July to homicide by negligent operation of a vehicle and first-degree reckless endangerment of safety. Well, with the hope that it's going to provide more people the opportunity to get involved, there's a change in Kenosha's recycling ordinance. It was okayed by the city council last night. It allows residents to use clear plastic bags in addition to the blue bags to bag up their recyclables. Most other areas of the ordinance are still unchanged. Alderman Kurt Wilson proposed this. He noted that the blue bags are kind of hard to find, and they're more expensive, he said, than the clear ones.
One store that we checked in today, you could buy the blue bags in a 45, having 45 bags in a unit at $5 or $8.47, or you could buy clear bags that had 70 bags in it for $4.99. And I believe there's clear bags in between that as well.
Alderman Scott Gordon noted that a lot of stores don't even carry blue bags anymore. The changes approved unanimously. Now, even though Governor Walker signed the Foxconn legislation yesterday, there is still a lot of work to do before any groundbreaking will occur. After the signing ceremony, the governor talked with reporters, said that just the signing of the bill doesn't mean that the whole deal is done now. The Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation, he says, does these kinds of deals all the time, just not to the magnitude of the Foxconn package.
They do deals like this on a smaller scale routinely. They're typically driven by one of three or all three, or up to all three criteria, and that is support, a financial incentive for capital investment, creation of new jobs, retention of existing jobs if it's an established company here in the state of Wisconsin. This was just bigger than anything we'd ever dealt with before.
Meanwhile, Racine County Executive Jonathan Delagrave, Mount Pleasant Village President Dave DeGroote, and Gateway Technical College President Brian Albrecht were not at the ceremony. They were instead on their way to Japan to deal with issues related to that development. In Mount Pleasant, the Village Board's Personnel Committee is set to meet tomorrow to discuss the process for hiring a new finance director. This after the resignation of Kay Magyard, effective at the end of the month. She announced her retirement a few months ago, but agreed to stay on with the Village just to help with the budget process. In a brief letter, Magyard says that she has accepted a position with another community closer to her home, which is near Green Bay. In that letter, she says it has been a pleasure working for the Village, and she thanked everybody for all the help. Interim Administrator Tim Zarzecki says Magyar was hired by Mount Pleasant in August of 2016, accepting the position of finance director in the city of Shawano. The Mount Pleasant group is still trying to figure out about a new administrator for the community. And decision day in the city of Racine. Folks in town going to get a chance to vote for mayor. Special election primary today. Six candidates all total, top two vote getters after the polls closed tonight at 8. will go on to face each other in the October 17th special general election. WRJN News will have Twitter updates throughout the evening until the two finalists for mayor are determined. You can get those as well as our daily local news tweets by going to @WRJN News. Two people facing felony charges after stolen guns were found in a vehicle stopped with a traffic situation on I-94 near Highway 11 in Racine County. Sheriff's deputies stopped the vehicle for a suspended registration and because the driver appeared nervous, according to reports. A canine checked out the vehicle while the charging document says 33-year-old Daniel Clark of Plymouth, the driver, admitted having marijuana inside. A search turned up a handgun under the front seat and three guns in pillowcases in the trunk, traced to a burglary in Plymouth. Clark and 29-year-old passenger Alexandria Ellsworth of Kenosha facing charges, felons in possession of firearms, concealing stolen firearms, misdemeanor counts of possessing marijuana and drug paraphernalia, their preliminary hearings set for later in the month. Pleasant Prairie's Village Board last night officially repealing its original domicile ordinance for sex offenders while creating a sex offender residency board. Prairie got sued by a number of people arguing that the village's sex offender rules were unconstitutional. As a result, the village amended its ordinance to remove the requirement that offenders placed in the community were to have been residents at the time of the offense. The Sex Offender Residency Board is going to be tasked with reviewing petitions for exemption from the restrictions. Because of the lawsuit, a lot of other communities, including Racine, have made changes to their sex offender ordinances. 2018 budget for the Village of Caledonia proposing a $250,000 levy increase that targets debt service with a tax incremental district number 4, but otherwise it's a flat spending plan. Administrator Tom Christensen telling the Board of Trustees there's a 15% increase when it comes to health care.
We've enjoyed a rather slow growth in health insurance costs, but we've been warned that we can expect a higher health insurance premium this year.
He also says that there's wage increases. There's also for next year the typical in terms of capital spending, things like roads and vehicle acquisitions. No need to bond for it to pay, though. He also did point out that the budget plan does exceed the expenditure restraints, but he says that has been and will continue to be taken into account as things go forward.
That was a very calculated move on our part. We believe that the rationale for doing so is strong. We've already taken steps to mitigate the impact on the 2019 budget, and I don't think we're going to miss a beat on that.
The first of Caledonia's budget review sessions will be coming up next week. Well, speaking of budgets, the Racine Unified School Board had a work session last night. Administration and the budget office talking about some newly identified recurring money. Also proposed use of some dedicated carryover dollars. Part of that to be focused on improving the all-important report card. Among other things, Superintendent Lolly Haas, noting the dedicated carryover total of more than $3.7 million, talked about $1 million being recommended to address K-8 class sizes. Also, one thing she said they do not want is to have split grade situations.
Sometimes there's 7 extra second graders and 9 extra third graders, and we say, well, let's just make a split class of second and third grade. That puts the teacher in a difficult position of teaching two curriculum, two different ages of children, etc. So this is going to cost some money, but we will fill those classrooms with only one grade and nothing higher than the maximum. So that's one strategy that we believe can help.
And she says they'd also like to hire 3 reading coaches for third graders. Some of the other surplus money proposed to continue replacing furniture in the schools, also completing upgrades to some phone systems. The 2017-18 budget right now carrying a $10 tax rate on $1,000 of assessed value. Kenosha Unified third Friday enrollment count, a decline of 274 students. That information sent into the Department of Public Instruction. 21,655 is what they provided to DPI. That number could change before it's all certified by the agency. The numbers are used to, of course, calculate revenue limits, tie things into general state aids, and also local levies. Racine Unified, we're told, was given through yesterday to submit numbers because last Friday, September 15th, was an early release day. WRJN.com. That's our webpage. Our newscasts are there in the local news section. And throughout the day, at WRJN News, that'll get you our Twitter updates. And tonight, it'll get you updates on what's happening with the mayor's race. I'm Tom Carco, WRJN News.